The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, we're live today and got a great show for you and one that just kind of matches the day. So make sure that you get the opportunity to go outside and enjoy it. It's, you know, nice and warm downtown, about 70 degrees out here in the burbs in Virginia. We're about 73. So it's really pretty. Make sure you enjoy that and, you know, suck up that sun. It's good for you. It's got that vitamin D. You know, it stimulates your immune system and makes things better for you. It protects you against all kinds of things. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about your immunological responses, but we're going to do it from a place of the area that I dearly love is chiropractic. And with me today, none other than Dr. Jerry Cowart, and he's going to be the lead on this, and we're going to get to ask him all kinds of things. And if you'd like to do that, by the way, call us at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's make it happen. And Dr. Cowart, welcome. Are you up and functional today?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. It's good to be back on the radio with you.
Yeah, you should be up. It's late already. I mean, you know, I was up this morning at 5 something and getting my day started. But I do that on a regular basis. That's just me. Listen, let's get into this thing. You know, everybody wants to know how to keep their immune system strong. And we're in a remarkable field, this area called chiropractic. Obviously, we have multiple specializations within that field and from everything from functional human nutrition, which we have functional neurology, and we have, you know, naturopathic medicine and acupuncture and so forth, all wrapped into one little interesting package. But I want to pick apart this chiropractic thing. You know, you and I grew up in a field that proclaims that if you take advantage of chiropractic treatment, that your immune system can only do one thing, and that's get stronger and better over a period of time. But, you know, people think about chiropractic as, well, if my low back bothers me, if my neck and shoulders bother me, or if my arm bothers me, I'm going to go see a chiropractor. But from other viewpoints, things that you and I are familiar with, it's far more than that. And, you know, my grandchildren, my children, and many of our patients' children have been treated through chiropractic care since they were young. And the observation is really remarkable. They're strong, they're healthy, and much more so than people who don't make themselves available to it. So let's take that concept and let's run with it, because obviously we're in a world today that everybody wants to be immunologically strong. So let's start with this, the why behind this. Why should we, you know, talk about immune system and chiropractic? I thought that was only for back pain.
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, chiropractic in of its essence, yes, we're moving bones. And so sometimes we get referred to as bone doctors or pain doctors or whatever. But chiropractic in its essence is truly working on someone's neurology, upregulating the neurological function. So that way, everything else in the body can express itself at its most optimal level. Then we know that the neurology is what controls everything else in the body. So if your nervous system is working optimally, everything else is going to work optimally. So you've got a lot of different nerves, and we can go into even further into that. But just on a basic level, there's a lot of nerves that come from the upper brainstem. You've got the rest of the spinal cord that's going to go and touch all these different organ systems, and overall can have a direct effect on multiple body systems. But in this case, we're talking about the immune function.
So, you know, just so our listeners can kind of get a very fundamental grasp on the nervous system, we have a brain, and that's the central computer. That's your functioning, you know, director. Then you have a spinal cord, and off the spinal cord, you have 31 pairs of nerves. And as the nerves come out, they divide. One branch goes to the organ systems inside the body. Another branch goes to muscle systems outside the body. And there's this constant communication between the two of them. Now, because of that reflexive pattern and that nerve going to organ systems, they get to stimulate all the organ systems, the tissue, everything from the heart to the intestinal tract, but also the thymus, which is part of the immunological response, lymphatic tissue, which is part of the immunological response, the spleen, which is part of the immunological response, and so forth and so on. And we're just scratching the surface. But here's two things that our listeners need to think about. The nervous system is in complete control of everything that happens, and it has an automatic function, the automatic nervous system, and there's two parts to that, right? There's the sympathetic system, that's the one that protects you from the tiger that's about to eat you. And then there's the parasympathetic system, and that's the one that heals you after you fought the tiger. So let's get into that a little bit and talk about how this nervous system can influence immune response in the body.
Right. So like you mentioned, that sympathetic nervous system, that's going to be your fight flight. And then, and conversely with that parasympathetic, we call it the rest and digest, you know, for the alliteration. All your healing happens in that parasympathetic state. So if you're constantly having those stressors, whether it be you're in the woods and you find a bear, or you have a really stressful job, or your diet is not adequate, or you're constantly being bombarded with like chemicals, pollutions, toxicity, things of that nature, anything that's going to constantly tax the body and cause a lot of stress is going to put your body in an over sympathetic state. And then therefore it's going to shunt and suppress a lot of your immunological function as a sequela of that.
So let's talk about that structural, chemical, emotional platform. And the emotional side is how the mind works. And the structural component is the housing of the nervous system. The biochemistry is everything that's outside of us that affects the body inside. So we can say chemical, electric, if you will, our cell phones, our iPads, the foods that we eat, the things that we don't get enough of, the stuff that we shouldn't be eating, and so forth. All those have a dramatic input on how this nervous system, this immunological response actually takes place. We live, and I want to pick apart the mind for a second. The mind is a great stressor, particularly living in the crazy Washington metropolitan area. The mind is a stressor considering everything that we've been exposed to over this last 14 months or so, this craziness that's global around us. It has a huge impact on the immune system. What happens, Dr. Coward? How does it knock us down?
Yeah, so basically the overall stress on the body is going to cause basically a spike in cortisol levels over and over and over and over again. So basically it's going to constantly attack your adrenal glands to keep fighting and fighting and fighting. So when you have the constant stress and the constant worry and all that, you're going to constantly be producing that cortisol, which is going to constantly cause immune function in a sense, but then it will also quickly deplete that immune function because the adrenals aren't really able to keep up with the necessity of keeping up with that stress patterns. So it's just that slow build over time, depletion, if you will, of those stress hormones that you're just not going to be able to help fight off the constant bombardment of like pathogens and things that your body continues to need. And then eventually you'll end up getting susceptible and possibly falling ill to some sort of illness, whether it be common cold or flu or whatever the case may be.
Now, this whole circuit feeds back on itself as well, because we said that they're tied into organ muscle patterns, right? So we're in a stress pattern and it's upregulating too much, if you will, overexciting the nervous system, which means the organ systems are going to be upregulated and working too hard. But they're also going to affect their partner, the organ or the muscle system. So now patient is complaining of a headache, or muscle soreness, or, you know, cramping, or visual disturbances, or ringing in the ears, and the list goes on. But all of that started from this sympathetic overdrive. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. We see that very commonly, that people come to us again, because we're kind of known for that, the pain management, so to speak. So we end up seeing those headaches, those back pains, the ringing in the ear, whatever the case may be. And then, you know, through a series of questions or a series of functional medicine type testing, we often see it kind of link back to like a decrease in adrenal function or something to that effect due to long period of overstress, basically. We see that quite commonly.
So there's this part of the brain called the limbic portion of the brain. It has to do with emotional stress. And there's parts of the body that are directly related to that. And one, and I only bring it up because people with neck pain, are going to end up with this. And that's the lower part of the neck, right by the shoulders, correct?
Correct. Absolutely. With that, people often say, oh, I carry my stress in my neck or my shoulders. And that whole junction between the lowest vertebra in the neck and the highest portion of vertebra in the upper back and then the first rib, they come together. And we call that a limbic fixation in our vernacular that we use in applied kinesiology. But basically, it's that junction between those three, or I guess four vertebrae, if you consider both of the first ribs, basically get stuck together and just unmovable due to a lot of overly stressed patterns. And then that causes a lot of tight and tension buildup to be in that area. Hence the, oh, I'm always stressed out. I carry my tension in my upper back or shoulders.
You know, the base of the skull, it's right where the brainstem comes out. And that's where the majority of automatic function takes place in the system. Our breathing patterns, if you will, our heartbeat, the ability to react quickly and to pull ourselves away from things. But in this world that we're living in today, with the body's immunological stress patterns being challenged constantly, we've talked about structural, chemical, emotional, but here's where we're carrying our attention. Here's where we're listening to the talking heads. The ramifications downstream, the deadliness, if you will, of the stress pattern that affects the nervous system is quite profound. How often do you see that in anybody that's walking in with a stress pattern, meaning that lower brainstem being affected, affecting so many different automatic systems in the body?
Oh, quite often. It's almost kind of routine at this point nowadays, unfortunately. We see that the brainstem constantly being affected. I know on a lot of my new patient exams, I'm evaluating all 12 of those cranial nerves, which stem from the brainstem itself. To figure out, you know, which ones are being impacted and at which levels to give me an idea of what other things can also be impacted within the body, whether it be, you know, smell, eyesight, facial expression, things of that nature. And then with those particular nerves being impacted coming from the brainstem, it also gives a deeper look into what other systems within the body can also be impacted. One of your main cranial nerves that I'm sure you've heard Dr. Rozelle talk about ad nauseum on the radio is the vagus nerve. It also stems from the brainstem, and it touches many different organs within the body. So if any kind of issue within the brainstem causing from stress patterns or what have you will eventually end up leading to something going wrong within that vagus nerve, causing a lot of other systems within the body to start to fatigue, shut down, be sluggish, and not work as optimally as need be.
You know, this is such an important subject in today's world. It's one that really needs to be discussed, and hopefully we're going to give you information today that you can use. We're here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give us a call. My guest, Dr. Jerry Cowart. We're talking about chiropractic and your immune system response, how you can help yourself and stay strong and fight the slings and arrows of everything that's around us today. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we are. And a fascinating subject, if you will, one that is controversial. And I only say that from the platform of, you know, there's a lot of people that think that your immunological system is a compartmentalized system, and it's not so. It's very much global within our bodies, and it's based on our exposures. This platform called epigenetics, and we're talking about the influence of the environment relative to the foods that we eat, the things that we don't get enough of, the influence of the emotional state, the platform, the mind, how your mind makes decisions influences your body and the expression of your gene trait. But more importantly, what we're focusing on today is your nervous system. And if there's any injury to the nervous system and what happens with that and so forth. And People are suffering. They're suffering badly. My guest in studio today, Dr. Jerry Cowart, and he is discussing this with us in depth. Dr. Cowart, welcome back again.
Thank you.
Let's get into this a little bit. You know, to kind of make it clear for our listeners, let's talk a little bit about the data that's behind all this. You know, the immunological responses are significant and people are suffering. You know, what do we know about that?
Yeah. So, I mean, before the break, we talked, you know, how commonly we see a lot of these stress patterns. And, you know, the CDC kind of reports a very similar thing. The CDC says, you know, adults 2 to 3 times a year can experience some sort of like cold or flu like issue or illness. And then they also are reporting that even children can experience that even more commonly throughout the year. And they say if you do end up getting a cold or flu, it can take about 7 to 10 days to fully resolve and be healed enough to be able to go back to work, not be contagious, things of that nature. And they say up to about 20% of Americans can experience or get the flu each year, which is quite astounding if you think about it. And then also the data shows that billions of dollars are lost annually due to, you know, lack of production, not being able to work, and also billions of dollars that goes into the healthcare of just treating colds and flus alone. It's quite astounding of how common a decreased immune function is in the United States. And then, of course, those numbers definitely go up if you've got other issues like asthma, other autoimmune diseases, things of that nature. It's quite astounding.
Let's go through the paradigm of what we were talking about originally, that the nervous system, brain, spinal cord, the nerves that go to the organs and the tissues and so forth, have the ability to regulate up or down, upregulate or downregulate all kinds of responses. And the immune system isn't set aside from this, if you will. And when we have an internal mechanism that's being challenged, either from a biochemical aspect, meaning we're not getting the right fuel in our system. You know, we talk about the COVID-19. For some people, it's been like the COVID-40. They put on way too much and their immune system is suffering because of that. And the over hyperdrive, if you will, the sympathetic responses, fighting that tiger, is going to also cause that immune system to crash at some point because we're not shutting it down. We're not putting it to rest. And when we rest it, we want to not only rest it relative to sleep, we want to rest it relative to the right foods, and we want to get our head squared away and so forth. How does all that we just talked about relate to what we do in chiropractic?
Oh, sure. I mean, at the end of the day, our job is trying to remove the interferences out of the people's lives so that way their body can heal themselves. But the main methods of which we do that is through chiropractic care and help upregulate the nervous system. But at the end of the day, if we're not changing some of the at-home regimens, you know, specifically dietary patterns, you know, it kind of makes our job, you know, a little bit harder because there is some homework that the patients have to do because ultimately they're going to be a partner in our healthcare just as much as we are. So that's going to be a huge part is the dietary component as well.
You know, you go to a dentist and the dentist checks you out and he's looking for a lot of different things. But one of the things that they look for is something called a cavity, correct? You know, there's mm-hmm. the dentition is breaking down and we got this hole in our teeth and it's coming from something. It's not localized. It's something that is systemic. It's right. The inflammatory levels that take place and the sugar turning into acid and the acid mm-hmm. begins to eat in that. But when you see it in the teeth, it's affecting other parts of the body as well. The same thing in chiropractic, and this is the reason I'm making that association. In chiropractic, we have something called a spinal subluxation, and simply that means that the bony structure is out of position millimetrically. We're not talking about gross dislocations. We're talking about millimetric movement that causes neurological irritation and interference, meaning that the signal from the spinal cord to the target, whether it's the organ system or the muscle, is being dampened, it's being hyper-irritated and so forth. How does that present itself normally in the realm of immunological responses?
Oh, yeah. So because of those subluxations, I always equate it to like a dam to a river or like a dimmer switch to your light source. It in some cases, it can be a complete severance, which, you know, is a completely different topic, but it basically suppresses your nervous signaling, if you will, to whatever target organ or muscle that it directly goes to. As we talked about before, those spinal nerves get come out of the spine, go to direct organ systems.
You know, we're coming up to a break, and I want to continue this thought process because it's really important. We're here talking about your immune system and your nervous system kind of going hand in hand. My guest, Dr. Jerry Cowart, we'd love to have your calls today at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Don't go away. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are here, and it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, gorgeous outside, and we'll answer any questions, obviously, that you have in your mind. You can always get a hold of, you know, any of our guests or me through RozelleCare.com. Just go online. It's RozelleCare, RozelleCare.com. And ask away. If you need to have an immediate answer, call the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax at 703-698-7117 and ask to talk to one of our professionals, and they will get back to you and answer your questions. But you can do it right now, right here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. We're talking about your immunological system, your immune response. My guest today, Dr. Jerry Cowart, and he's breaking down this thing called chiropractic into its very understandable bite-sized pieces, so you get why it's so important that we check the nervous system on a regular basis. Dr. Cowart, welcome back. Let's get a little bit more in depth. We started talking about the positioning of the spinal structure itself, the vertebrae, the bones of the spine, and how if they're not where they should be, they can cause an irritation of the
right
nerves that go to its target, and subsequently not only pain and dysfunction, but also immunological responses that, you know, aren't working the way they're supposed to. Let's get into that. That's a lot of our listeners are going to say, what? Why? What's going on here?
Yeah. So like I had mentioned before, and we've been talking about this whole time, is those misalignments causing basically a depression of nerve signaling to the target organs and muscles at that location, which at that point you can already tell how important and detrimental that can be. But interesting enough, there's also kind of a feedback loop that goes not only to those target organs, but also goes more higher up to higher functioning, like the brainstem, spinal cord, which goes into what's called that prefrontal cortex in the brain. It helps with a lot of like coordination, movement, and body identification within space. That signaling basically through a long series of chemical signaling eventually works its way down into the adrenal glands that again stimulate that cortisol. And now we're back to our conversation of the stress as we kind of started the program with. So it's really interesting that not only can that chiropractic adjustment have that localized effect at the level of the subluxation for the target organs, but then it will also, because of that feedback loop neurologically, will then have a global system effect from that prefrontal cortex all the way down to adrenals that we know touch all the other organ systems as well. It's quite fascinating.
So when you talk about the prefrontal cortex, basically if somebody just takes their hand and put it on their forehead, that's the area of the brain that we're talking about. And, mm-hmm. you know, that whole basis, that ability for your brain to have cognitive association to all kinds of things in the body is developed over a period of time. We talk about that brain also having to do with the rational thought of determining consequences, if you will. And you know, it develops over time. We know that particularly in men, that prefrontal cortex doesn't develop fully until they're in their late teens. In today's world, probably not until they're in their 20s, but that's a grandfather talking about, you know, what he sees on an ongoing basis. But nevertheless, that's an important piece about that. And it's developed based on experiential patterns. And so your body goes into automatic responses. And here's the interesting thing, that by the time we're 35 years old, 95% of everything that happens after that is programmed. It's automatic. Mm-hmm. And yeah. It's a very difficult piece to break, because that's where your body is actually controlling your mind. Your body has a mind that is equal to the brain. But it's now it becomes automatic. It's pushing a button and everything comes up. So we see that on a very regular basis. But let's get it a little bit more impactful in this immunological condition, because we're talking about the nervous system. And from our platform, that's our area of expertise in chiropractic, if you will, without going into the other subspecialties that we have. But looking at the nervous system, it is a director, and it's influenced by many different things and how it expresses itself and causing this thing that we talked about before called a spinal subluxation, this movement of the vertebrae. I likened it to what happens when you go see a dentist, and that the dentist has a cavity, and that's what he's looking for, right? And they look for, you know, and they fill it and so forth. But the question that has to be put forth is, why is it there to begin with? So let's go into a different piece. I want to give some substance to what we're talking about. There's a lot of very well-written articles on how the nervous system is affected by and affects immunological response in the body. And there was an interesting article that we were talking about, and it had to do with a very significant viral pattern that most of us would say, oh my God, how can chiropractic have anything to do with that? Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So that viral pattern that we're talking about is HIV, which, you know, luckily due to some medical advances isn't as much of a death sentence anymore like what it used to be. But back in the day, it definitely affected several people, like lots of people. And it was a really, really detrimental problem. But what was interesting was through, luckily, my alma mater, which was kind of cool, in the previous rest his soul, Seth Williams, started this.
Your alma mater being Life University in Atlanta,
yes.
Georgia.
Sorry. Yes.
You get to do a shout out there, Dr.
Yes. Kyle. Shout out to my life grads out there. But so basically the research is that using a very specific upper cervical adjusting technique called Grostic technique, which they basically do x-rays to get very specific measurements of misalignments to the upper cervical vertebra. And then
it's an engineering form of adjusting, knowing exactly where the balances are within that spinal system.
Right. So it makes it very, very, very specific of an adjustment, which is really cool to see. But it does stick to the upper cervical. But using that form of technique on those individuals with HIV, they found that certain types of immunological cells increase production of those immunological cells by 48%. And then those
48%.
Yeah, 48%.
That's huge.
Yeah, that's super huge, impactful for those individuals. But on the flip side, for those individuals who just received a sham adjustment, actually had their immunological cells that were being monitored decreased by about 8%. So it actually kind of had a negative effect by like not getting treated. Versus getting treated through very specific upper cervical care had a huge increase. It was a very, very fascinating article that was done.
Well, we know in the world of neurology that the upper cervical spine controls the parasympathetic system, or the system that fixes things, if you will. It is the repair system of the body. It down regulates so the body can kick in its immunological responses. And so if that's not addressed, obviously, then the body can't do it. But that's an incredible study. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And particularly with the percentages that you're talking about, you know, you said 48%, right?
Yes.
That's absolutely beyond the platform of, you know, guesswork. But you can take that, and there's been many other studies that have related chiropractic adjustments to immunological responses. This is just one of them. And the reason that we're talking about this is because it's so profound. It's so impactful. HIV, you know, obviously at one point was a death sentence to so many different people. And now, you know, they have in the allopathic world, there are medications that suppress the antibody. They do have their side effects. But here's something that can cause a 48% shift in immune response when it comes to something like this without the input of any medication whatsoever, and a very substantive double-blind study that was instituted by one of the major chiropractic colleges in the country, Life University in Marietta, Florida, or Marietta, Georgia. it's fascinating. Let's take it another step. So if we were, and we do know, by the way, and there were other studies that were done at Palmer many years ago, we go back to the 1918 time of the Spanish flu, if you will, that devastated the planet as well. And there were studies that were done then, and Palmer kept the statistics on people there in Davenport, Iowa, that people who got chiropractic care on a regular basis, meaning, you know, every couple of weeks or whatever it was, but had been doing that, and people who had never had chiropractic care. And our audience will have to make sure that I'm going to be close on the results, but, or the numbers that I'm going to give, but they're not completely accurate because I don't have them in front of me. But what they found is people who were under traditional medical care for the Spanish flu, about one in about every 800, 900 people died. And people who were under chiropractic care, one out of somewhere between 3,500 people died. It was significant. It was huge. So when you have something that works like that to stimulate immunological response, it's foolish not to take advantage of it. And, you know, it's crazy. You know, we have some calls coming in, and I don't want to ignore our audience. So we're here at 888-630-9625. Let's go to the phones just for a second. Diane, how can I help you? Thank you for calling.
Hi, Dr. Roselle. As you know, as a patient, I have had two fractures in my neck, and I'm wondering if that would have an impact on all the things you and Dr. Coward were talking about. I have poor balance, and my coordination and movement is not so great. Would this all fit in with what you're talking about today?
Oh, absolutely. The lower portion of the brainstem controls your automatic balance in your body, your righting reflexes, your ability to stand in space. The lower portion of the brainstem houses an area called the vestibular portion of the brain. And that controls, you know, your ability to be in upward position without weaving one side or the other. One of the exams that we do, obviously, initial is we have somebody stand with their feet together and close their eyes. That gives us an indication of whether that part of the body is working the way it's supposed to. But the second cervical vertebrae, particularly, is one that has a profound input to so many different systems within the body. Dr. Coward, we see that second vertebrae, if you will, subluxate when there's immunological deficiencies within the system. It seems to reflex directly to that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I see it quite commonly because part of the dura that surrounds the spinal cord and things of that nature, it attaches there at the C2 vertebrae, but it also, we see it involving with the sacrum as well, because there's a portion of it that attaches to sacrum. So if you've heard of like cranial sacral therapies and techniques, there's that huge bridge between the two of like upper cervical and the sacrum when both of one or more of them are misaligned or subluxated, can cause a lot of a decrease in immunological responses.
Here's something that our audience and our caller can kind of visualize. The brain is encased in this bony apparatus called our skull, correct? And you have 22 bones that make up your head. And then they have little sawtooth interdigitations that allow them to move in millimetric motion as you breathe in, as you breathe out. But underneath that, you have this hard plastic wrap. It's called the dura, or hard matter, and it attaches to the skull at several different positions, and it goes down, it goes through a big opening, a big hole, and it comes down and it attaches to the second vertebrae directly, and then it goes all the way down and attaches to the sacrum, as you just brought up. That's that wedge-shaped bone at the bottom of your pelvis. So what happens is that as you breathe in and out, if there's normal spinal fluid rhythm, it carries electrical impulses and some proteins and some minerals and so forth. Those things are washing very quickly. And by the way, the movement of a particle through the spinal fluid only occurs every 12 hours. So if you have something, I'm making this up, by the way, is that's in the sacral base and it goes all the way to the head, it takes 12 hours to make that happen. It's crazy, but that's the deal. You have to make sure that that motion is going for good immunological balance in the body, and it has to do. But if somebody like Diane had a fracture there, now the fracture itself, we don't know how much scar tissue is within that tissue, and we can't get to it. We can modify it with laser. We can modify it with ultrasound, so the adjustment becomes easier. But also you have to be very, very careful in how you move that area, simply because of, you have to take things into consideration at that point. Is there a damming effect? Is there other things? But it can be helped. Can it be fully resolved? Each case is very, very different. It's one of those things. But that second vertebrae is profound relative to its ability to increase, if you will, stimulate, if you will, immunological patterns within the body. So, Dr. Coward, let's talk about it a little bit. Let's take that one piece, and do you see it with the immune responses generally, not just organ system responses, but if the immune response isn't working with itself, can that upper cervical spine be affected? You have a very few seconds to tell us about that.
Short answer is yes. So I see upper cervical quite often with immunological depression. That's usually whenever I'm treating a patient, kind of no matter why I'm treating them, I'm almost always starting at least with an evaluation of the upper cervical because of its huge neurological response and adaptation it has, which in turn, in this case, has a direct response to immunological function. But yeah, I see it almost always with individuals. And if not, of course, then you have the sacral involvement, the cranium involvement that we talked about as well, that obviously would be very important in that complex too.
Okay. We're coming up to a break right now. We're talking about your nervous system as it relates to your immune system. My guest, Dr. Jerry Cowart. We'll be right back after some very important messages. Don't go away.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we are today. It's gorgeous outside. Make sure you go for a walk and enjoy the day, because that's going to bring up your immune system as well. And for God's sakes, get out and without a mask. If there's nobody around you, you don't have to worry about anything. It's just a matter of sucking in some good sunshine and some good air and really enjoying the day. My guest today, Dr. Jerry Cowart, we're talking about chiropractic and its response to immunological conditions and bringing up immune system. And by the way, this is a presentation that is available to all of you. It's our every other week presentation. All you have to do is go to rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com, rozellecare.com, and register for it. You'll scroll down. You'll see register here. Hit the button and leave us contact information, and we will send that out to you so you have the ability to listen to it and learn from it and get any questions. Dr. Cowart, I want to, again, be polite to our audience. We have somebody online. Let's take that, and then we'll wrap up the show. Anna, thank you very much for calling. How can we help you?
Hi. So in 2014, I had back surgery for a herniated disc, which actually turned out to be an inverted herniated disc. And post-surgically, I had a DVT in my left leg and neuropathy in my right foot. And this kind of went along okay for, a number of years. And then I would say the past 2 years, the neuropathy and the pain has increased dramatically to the point that it will wake me up at through the night. I've been put on gabapentin 200 milligrams daily. I take Motrin PM to help me kind of fall to sleep, but it still continues. My physicians are now talking about potentially doing an injection in my back to help with the pain, and I realize that that will only be transient help. And so I'm curious if there's some sort of chiropractic therapy that could be effective.
So let me put you this. After 44 years of practice, I haven't seen a patient yet that, particularly if you haven't done anything with chiropractic, that can't be helped dramatically. What you're describing could be multifaceted. It could be scar tissue as a result of the surgery. You talked about the DVT, the blood clots that you had. There's a lot of different pieces of the puzzle. However, having gone this far, meaning this much time since the surgery and so forth, it's doubtful that it has to do anything with the blood clot. The fact that you're taking gabapentin and you're taking Motrin and so forth, obviously you know that that doesn't solve the issue. It just dumbs it down enough so you can tolerate it and live with it, but it's getting to the place now where it's becoming intolerable. So the why is that has to be dealt with. Dr. Coward, would you like to jump in on this at all?
Yeah, I mean, you said it sounds like it's very multifactorial. From previous surgeries, there can be scar tissue that's causing a lot of this. There can be, again, nerve entrapment that's going further downstream, you know, past the surgery. There's a lot of joints that come from the low back all the way down into the feet. And so an issue can be in one or more of those areas. So a detailed neurological exam to figure out exactly where those spots will be is really what would be the best indicator. And there's many different treatments that can go along with that, depending on what all is found during that type of exam that can always be explored.
Yeah. And here's the situation with that type of condition. You know, you're dealing with, if they inject you, Anna, what they're doing is doing something called a depomedrol injection, where they're going to put a steroid into the spine and to decrease the inflammatory reaction and try to soften the tissue. They generally don't last a long time unless it's just an inflammatory irritation due to something. The outcome is not supportive long term. Now, having said that, the combination of acupuncture, spinal manipulation, switching some of the biochemistry of the body to decrease the inflammatory levels. I can tell you, just because we're coming up to the end of the program, but sugars and sodas and coffee and black teas and fast foods and fried foods and alcohol and gluten and genetically modified foods and so forth are inflammatory. They make the levels of inflammation much higher in the body. And when you hear the term inflammation, think acid. So when you have an acidic environment, the body begins to break down, it begins to degrade. So there's much more that can be done. If I was in your position, as I've encouraged patients over all the years that we've been in practice, you do everything you possibly can before you allow anybody to cut again or to even inject you again. We have significant results with patients like you over time. It's just a matter of making sure that we understand the mechanisms that are taking place, and that's really what's important. And that goes to the point of what we're talking about as well, Dr. Cower.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you got to be able to really address what one or multiple causes to this, and there can be a whole list of things that can really be going on. So you've got to be able to get down to the root cause, or else it will never really get resolved.
No, and that's the truth. And we have to make sure that it's, you know, it's on target. The good news is that, you know, it's not going to cause an intervention under chiropractic care as an injection within the spine or other invasive procedures. And you'll know within a very short period of time whether something can be done and resolve the condition and reverse it. And we're talking, you know, a few weeks of care. Generally within a month, 5-6 weeks, you're going to know whether you're on the right course and whether it's going to be modifiable, if you will. There's so much more that can be done, and I would encourage you to make sure that, you know, you explore that first. If we can be of help, please give us a call. This is nothing that you want to live with, particularly when I think that there's help available. We're coming up to a break, that time of the show where we have to say, see you next week. This has been a fun program because it's right down that sweet spot, chiropractic. Dr. Cower, thank you. We'll see you all next week. We continue doing this for one reason only. It's because we love you.